Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask me one question, just one question that you can be guaranteed would launch you into a new level of physical growth, or could give you a more clear understanding of what you're doing in the gym or what you're doing with your nutrition, what would that be? All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that can launch you into a new level of physical and mental growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts? And what's the next level for you as you strive to create that body that you really want? Really doesn't matter where you're at, what level of success that you are currently experiencing. If you're like me, you're always looking for that edge. You're always looking for that next level. No matter how much you've progressed over the years or over the last months, you want that next level. That one breakthrough is right around the corner if you look for it and you get very clear on what it is you want. I want you to call into the show with all your questions. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. You can also chat live in our chat room with all your questions and comments. This is your time to call, gentlemen. I do coaching all around the world. I use services not just with the national phone calls, but also internationally through Yahoo Messenger or Skype. That's what I do all day long is I help ambitious lifters, bodybuilders, enthusiasts, fitness enthusiasts break through all their challenges through one-on-one consultations. My years in the bodybuilding world, helping out so many people, breaking this down to so many details, and then also my work in the personal development field, working with people in seminar settings or one-on-one has given me the insights to work with your individual challenges and help people make a lot of progress. And so that's what I do during the day. Now we have the opportunity right here, right now, on this bodybuilding and radio talk show. I'm going to jump right into the calls right now. We have a caller from the 973 area code. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Ian.
Ian, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am awesome, Ian. Ian, how can I help you today?
I'm actually starting your Max OT training, and I'm a bigger guy than maybe some of your rest of your callers who come in.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to know, how do I work the abs really well with a Max OT training?
Okay. Well, let me just step back a bit for those of you who are not familiar with the Max OT training. Max OT training, maximum overload training. It's a very intense, very focused training method where you really are taxing yourself with more weight. You do fewer reps so you can do more weight, overloading the muscle. It's the most effective and efficient way to build the most muscle in the shortest period of time. You know, we get marathon runners, we get cyclists, and with different training programs. Is this for you? It could help you, but for those guys who want to look good, want to have just a little bit of time that they want to spend in the gym, but they want to get the maximum results, they want to build muscle effectively and efficiently, Max OT training is for you. It was developed by AST Sports Science, Sports Nutrition Company. You can log on to their website at AST-SS.com. AST-SS.com. You go to the lower left right-hand corner. You click on the Max OT logo. You get in free access sent to you into the website that explains this program in great detail. That's basically about it. So, Ian, you're a bigger guy, and you mean by bigger, does that mean that you have a few pounds of body fat that you want to shed? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something, Ian, is that with your heavy training, with your Max OT training, your focus training, how are you loving the program so far?
Actually, I love it a lot. People at the gym look at me funny looking at it because they don't understand it.
Right.
But when I tell them about it.
Uh-huh.
But when I tell them about it.
That's a very good point, Ian. For those of you who are already in the Max OT program, maybe you've experienced this. People go by the traditional ways, 8 to 10, the 8 to 12 reps, something that you read quite often. There are many ways to train. There are many ways to get results. I mean, Ian, did you try other training methods before you jumped into Max OT training?
Yes, I have, actually.
And you probably got results, right? I mean, you did the 8 to 10 lighter, more sets, more reps per set, and you probably got results. Again, Max OT training is for those who want to get the most muscle in the shortest period of time. When you want to go into the gym and bust it up to 30 to 40 minutes and have the results that are equal to or better than those guys training for 2 or 3 hours in the gym. It is just because most people, now, Ian, this is for you, because I know that certainty and confidence is a very important of the training process. Nobody wants to go into the gym. Nobody wants to diet, wants to put their heart and soul, put their expectations into a training program or eating regimen or fitness program and fail. No one wants to do that. I understand that. Certainty and confidence in what you are doing is probably more important than anything else. And when I talk about the Max OT program with anyone, I know that, and it's my job to just point out all the great attributes so you feel certain and confident, because I'm certain when you do implement the program, especially exactly as it's followed, you're going to get results in the shortest period of time. Now, I understand the power of environment, the power of the people you hang around, who you are in the company of, plays a big part too. If you're the salmon swimming upstream, all right, sometimes you might doubt yourself. That's just human nature, and I understand it. That's what I'm here for, to reinforce everything you're doing, telling yourself, Ian, you're doing the right thing. Don't worry about those people. First of all, let's break it down. 50% of those people who you see in the gym looking at you will not even be in the gym 3 months from now. Well, you're going to be going strong. So half the people who look at you funny, as you kind of mentioned or alluded to, they're not even going to be in the gym. The other half, are they happy with their training? Are they doing the same old, what they've been doing for years that got them a certain level of certainty and confidence, and now they're continuing it? That's probably the case. Look, Ian, if I was training a certain way for 5 years, and I was pretty happy with what I was doing, right? And then this guy, Ian, comes in, and he's training with more weight than me. He's doing fewer sets. He's in and out of there. I'm in there for 2 hours. Ian's in there for a half hour, 40 minutes. He's lifting more weight with me. He's doing fewer sets. Knowing that certainty and confidence is the most important thing, maybe even more than what the training program, what will I naturally do if I've been doing it for 5 years and I'm somewhat happy? My first reaction as a human being is to reject everything that you're doing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. You're going to mismatch. You're going to say, that guy is doing something wrong, or you'll try to look as a glass half empty. You'll look for every reason to discredit what he's doing, because if his training program is different than yours, especially if it looks more effective, more efficient, he's in and out of there faster, he's lifting more weight, you have to resist it to keep your certainty and confidence. So just remember that when the people in the gym may be looking at you funny or asking you a lot of questions, two things. Half of them will not be in the gym 3 months from now, and the other half are holding on to that certainty and confidence. Now, getting back to you, I want to give you that certainty and confidence so you can continue enjoying the gains that you're getting from Max OT training. All right? There are different ways to train. The way that they're doing it, the more reps, the lighter weight. Look, if you just show up to the gym on a consistent basis, and especially if you follow through with a decent training program, you're going to get results. You will get results. Those guys, those other half that are, training that particular way, they're going to get results, all right, because they're consistent. right? The thing about it is, do you want to invest 2 hours in the gym? Okay? Do you want to make it more of a challenge? Do you want to make it overly complicated like they do? Well, if you just want to get in there, bust up so you can enjoy time with your family while getting the results as good or better than them, well, Max OT training is for you. And again, for those of you who are interested in this, I have so many people emailing me who really are new to training, or they're really new to this bodybuilding world. They don't even know who I am and my accomplishments from the bodybuilding world. Maybe they are listening to this, or they've listened to this show. They bumbled into it from the iTunes, Apple's iTunes podcast. All right. Well, go to AST-SS.com, AST-SS.com. Click the Max OT training icon there and get free access into the training program and read it in great detail. All right. So you want to talk about your abs, all right? And you did mention that you're working on losing some body fat. How are you doing with that process anyway? Are you paying a lot of attention to your diet? Are you depending on the gym to get those pounds off for you? Tell me your mental approach to losing that body fat.
Well, my mental approach is that I want to look good quick as possible, of course, like everybody
right.
else wants to.
Uh-huh.
I pay attention to my diet. It's just that it takes a little harder for me to do it to get my results.
Okay. Now, do you want me to be the most effective and efficient coach for you, Ian? Do you want me to be hard and effective, or do you want me to play nice with you so I don't offend you? Or are you spending your time to get the shortest results? How would you like me to be your coach? Quick, to the point, and efficient, or a nice guy who's really soft and delicate with your feelings and your emotions? What would you like me to be for you?
Give me straight up and honest.
All right. Okay. Number one is, all right, it's all going to be in your diet, all right? You keep on training hard. You keep on loving the gym. You keep on showing, get moving, okay? Get the power environment of going to the gym. Get your body moving. Overload the weight. Build that muscle, okay? Continue that and love it, all right?
Okay.
To lose that body fat, you talk about being a bigger guy. To lose that body fat, you're going to have to really focus on what you do those other 23 hours of the day, and that is with your diet, okay? The mental approach. All right. Do not tell yourself, it's harder for me to see results. All right. I don't know if that's true. And let me ask you something. Harder than who? Harder than who? What? That skinny guy? How do you know how hard it is for him? All right. Maybe he's working harder. Maybe he knows something more than you. Are you comparing yourself to that guy who broke his leg when he was a kid, and now he's got a club foot and he can hardly walk around? Is it harder for you to see results more than him? You see what I'm saying? It is all relative how you see results, and there is no benefit whatsoever by telling yourself over and over and over and over again that it's hard for you to see results. It sounds so simple. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because I'll tell you something. You keep on delivering that mantra over and over again. You know, I do things like I am just a physical specimen. I'm just a lean, mean, efficient eating machine. I am a man whose body performs and looks like a man who's at least 15 years younger, and I have the attitude and enthusiasm to work out as that man too. Those are the things that go into my head. Okay, so when I look in the mirror, I think it's all possible to have the body that I want, and I don't worry about the challenges. You telling yourself it's harder for you to see results, well, what decisions are you going to make in that mindset, okay? I can tell you this. You shift your thinking where you're really not putting so much energy and attention into your training. Sometimes, Ian, people who train hard in the gym use that as an excuse to not watch their eating habits. All right. Some people just aren't educated to know at least 80% of the way you look and the 80% of the way you feel will be determined by not what you do in the gym, but how you eat. Okay, they just don't know that. Okay, if that's your case, I'm going to tell you that right now. You want to see those abs? That's what the question started with. You want to see those abs? Concentrate on what you do those other 23 hours of the day in the gym with your eating habits. Ian, this is for you, and this is for anyone who's listening live and on a podcasted or downloaded version. Email me at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com, And you can go to my website at skiplacour.com, you know, click the link to my email address there. And I'm going to send you the 13 organizing principles to effective weight management or fat loss. All right? I broke it down. What I did is my years of experience here, I've seen all the different diets, okay, high carb, low carb, medium fat, cycling your carbohydrates, zone diet, Mediterranean diet. Okay, all effective nutritional plans, diets, all have common elements. I've taken out the 13 most common elements that are universal to all of those that make them effective. Everybody's trying to put their spin on them, put their little flavor, their uniqueness into it to draw you in to their diet plan, but they all have a certain common thread that makes them effective, and I'm going to line those out for you. Because, Ian, if you're training in the gym, you're training hard and heavy, you're not worrying about what people think, you're enjoying the Max Fatigue program, my belief is that your abs are muscular enough, all right? Actually, I think just by that heavy training, by tightening your core enough, they're probably nice and toned. It's just that they're under a layer of fat, all right? So you can do all the crunches, all the weighted crunches, sit-ups. You can do all the twisting cable crunches. I mean, you can think of every single abdominal exercise in the world. You will be building muscle under there, but until you concentrate on what you do those other 23 hours a day, again, with your diet, with your nutritional plan, you're never going to see those abs. Does that make sense, and does that create some clarity for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, tell me where you were before this call. Is that how you kind of assembled all this information in your mind? Is it close to it, or did I?
No, it's very, very close to what you're talking about.
Okay, that's what you were doing before. Did it bring any more clarity? I want to know where you were and what it, how I said might affect your approach now. How is it different?
Well, I knew I had to do something, but I didn't know. I know how to do it, you know, correctly. I mean,
okay.
I read it through the bodybuilding books and this and that, but you know, they always bring it to a 180-pound to 200-pound bodybuilder. I'm bigger than them, so I don't know how to adjust the dieting correctly from reading those things.
Right. Now, that's another good point, Ian, and I want to spend this time with you on the phone because you're asking some great questions. You're bringing up some great points that everyone in the audience can benefit from. How long have you been working out or dedicating yourself to this working out exercise plan?
I just really started the MaxOT training, maybe say a few weeks ago, really to understand it. Because I bought your DVD, I'm trying to you know, process everything, study it, I'm just trying to get
right.
the best at what I can.
So before a couple months ago, did you work out at all?
Yes, I did.
Okay, how long have you been in the gym and on any type of regular program?
Maybe it's about a full year, real good full year.
Full year, okay. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what. First of all, I commend you for making it past a year, Ian, because as you know, and you kind of alluded to, is you're reading all this information, you're trying to process it all. First, you've got these big major concepts, and then you're trying to whittle them down to how they fit with you. All right. A lot of people do not make it to the year point. That's what I talked about. They don't make it to the year point. They have information overload, what I call it. They see all this information. They see it so specialized. Here, you know, when you read information on the internet or when you read in one of the muscle magazines or fitness magazines, just remember this point, that the basics are what will make you lean and strong and muscular, the basics. If you just pound at the basics over and over again, what do you do for a living, Ian?
I actually teach.
Okay, you're a teacher. I am sure when a new teacher at 21 years old, right out of college, comes up, how long have you been teaching?
I've been teaching for 2 years.
Okay. Well, even at 2 years, when you have the new rookie, and you might remember this, the new rookie teacher, all the organizing principles, as I would say, of what it takes to, you know, how you budget your time, how you organize the class, how you grade the papers, how you deal with the other faculty. I mean, there's a lot of information to gather at the when you first begin. Is that true?
Yes.
And it can be somewhat overwhelming. It's how you process that information, how you keep your wits about you, okay? there are, now that after being a teacher for 2 years, there are probably, I don't know, maybe 5 to 10 organizing principles or basic things that you need to make sure you do every single week to make sure that you're effective and efficient teacher. Am I right? It's not as complex as you thought it was when you first started, and it's certainly not as complex as that new rookie 20-year-old teacher who comes in, right?
Right.
You've got about 10 things that you just need to do, and as long as you do that, you're going to be very good. And now to take you to that next level that we're all shooting for as teachers or when we're in the gym with our body, that next level, see, that's when you start adding on more distinctions. It's the gravy on the top. It's the extra things. It's the things that above those basic 10 I'll always do no matter what things. That's when you add 11, 12, 13, and 14, okay? But as long as you stick to those 10 basic things, you're going to be a great, effective teacher doing a great job making your superiors happy and being teaching the students effectively, okay? That's how it is with your bodybuilding and training. That's how it is with training, and that's how it is with eating. If you do certain things, you will get great results. Now, to go to that next level, that's when you pick one or two things at a time, all right? One mistake that many bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts do is they read the magazines, and the magazines can't just print those 10 organizing principles over and over and over and over again, all right? They have to have something new, something exciting. No one's going to read their magazine. So maybe, and I haven't really broken this down, maybe the percentage of those basic core principles that you need to understand is maybe 25% of the magazine. And 75% is all the extra things. It's like 11, 12, 13, and 14. If you're just getting into this in the first year and you're looking at websites or you're looking at, you know, these fancy-smancy little smarty-pants little 20-year-olds who do a lot of posting on the message board, they're all talking about 11, 12, 13, 14, those extra level type of things, those little spins on the basic. If you're new and you look at those, you're going to be really confused, and you're going to learn you're going to miss the basic big picture of all this. You're going to make this way too complex than it has to be, and the chances are you're not going to make it for a year. So remember that where you need to put your time, energy, your effort, your emotion, your physical effort is into those basics. And those are the MaxOT training, all right, and the basic principles. You keep it simple. You execute. You follow through. Don't worry about what those people in the gym are thinking of you. It doesn't matter. As long as you're happy and you keep on listening to this show, you get reinforcement. You can call me every week, Ian. I'll be your coach. I'll be your friend. I'll be the guy saying, yeah, you just keep on keeping on. I'll give you the validation that what you are doing is keeping you on the right track. Don't worry about them. Like I said, half of them you won't even see here in 3 months. All right? So MaxOT, when it comes to your training, basic, hard-hitting, intense. Get in there, get out of there. Love it, enjoy it. When it comes to nutrition, you're going to send me an email. I'm going to send you those basic organizing principles. You're going to put more emphasis on what you do, how you eat in those 23 hours. You're not going to say, well, I had a great workout, and that's what's really important, or that's the most important thing, and use that as an excuse to eat whatever you want or not worry about what you eat during the day. We're going to redo your focus because that's what's going to get you the abs. Like I mentioned before, at least I alluded to, is, Ian, I can tell you do no ab work at all, none. No crunches, no sit-ups, nothing, all right? And just get you down on your diet. I don't care how big you are right now, in enough time, you'll start seeing those abs, okay? All the muscle in the world can't show if you have that layer of fat over those abs. So you're going to concentrate on your nutritional habits. One thing I encourage everyone to do is go to my website, skiplacour.com, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R. I am a big proponent of the basics because, you know, after 18 years of doing this, especially pushing myself to the level that I did, putting myself on the line with national contests every single year. Now I'm coming back. I know what the basics are. It basically comes, there's three basic categories. It comes to training, it comes to nutrition, and then your mental aspect, how you organize all these theories, how you organize your life and your mind to them. I've identified what the 10 most important training factors are and the mistakes that bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts make. I've done the same thing with nutrition, and I've done the same thing with their mental and mindset. Go to my website, sign up for my free weekly newsletter, and what I do is I run through those basics over and over and over again, because those 30 points, if you just stuck to those, like I said, Ian, that's 80% of all this. That's the big chunk. Those are those 10 organizing principles over and over and over again with your training, with your nutrition, and your mindset. You stick to those, you're going to look fantastic. Then go to the message boards. Then go to the magazines and look for those 11, 12, 13 next level type of strategies. All right? Anything else I can help you with here, Ian? I appreciate the call.
No, that's it, actually.
All right, so you keep on keeping on. You show those guys. You get so good at what you're doing, they're going to be coming to you here in a few months and asking you what you're doing, and you're going to tell them about this radio show. You're going to tell them about skiplacour.com. You're going to talk to them about ast-ss.com because you're going to be such a leader. They're going to be coming to you. How does that sound?
All right, then.
All right, Ian. Have a great day. Have a great week. Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so, you know, we're here at the beginning of a new month, and it's also a new week. I know some people have here in the United States have enjoyed a long holiday weekend. How this relates to you is that, you know, when it comes to our training and our nutrition and our body, there is always that next level. I mean, I'm sure there's many times where you've looked in the mirror and thought, wow, man, I really need to kick it up a notch. At the same time, you probably have seen pictures of you a few months ago or a few years ago and say, wow, I really look good at that time. And did you really appreciate it? That's the question, okay? What I'm saying to you is that next level, being satisfied with your body, with your training habits, with the way you execute your eating habits, that is always going to be a moving target. The day that you look in the mirror for, you know, 2 months straight thinking, I am the biggest stud, I am a machine, my body looks the best it's ever looked, you're not going to look in the mirror probably 2 months straight with that mindset, because guess what? No matter how great you are, there's always the next level. And that is a healthy attitude when you properly execute the things you need to know. If you get overwhelmed by the process to about this next level, this always seemingly slightly out of grasp level that you're shooting for, and it becomes overwhelm and frustration, and you're one of those 50% of the people in the gym today that I was talking to Ian about who aren't going to show up to the gym in 3 months, then you're not handling the next level or angst well. So my advice to you is to kind of take it all in. See that as a game. See that as a positive, empowering part of this process instead of something that lets you overwhelm. That day that you're going to get there, it's never going to happen. And you probably already experienced that with your training and your eating habits. There's always that next level. And have you ever noticed that that's the same way in life? If you were to look at, if you're in a good point in your life right now, and you look back at times, you know, did you really appreciate those times? Continuing growing is a part of being happy and fulfilled in life, and that goes for your bodybuilding, your training habits. Always wanting a little bit more, it's natural. It's what I call the angst inside, and learning how to deal with that effectively will make sure you keep on keeping on and continually grow, if that's what you're trying to do, build muscle, or you will continually look good. You have to keep on keeping on. I want to make sure that you are following up with your eating habits and your training habits 3 months from now, 3 years from now, and handling your emotional state is very important. Again, go to my website, skiplacour.com, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. I pound the basics to you over and over again. I don't care how much you think you know this stuff. Read it again. Use it to just remind you of what you already know. It's the basics, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen out there. It's the basics that are going to get you where you want to be. Again, like I was explaining to Ian, it's not strategy number 11, 12, and 13. It's the basics, the 10 basics over and over and over again that's going to get you the body that you want. And it's also going to make the process more enjoyable. When you make it like it's so gosh darn complex, that's when you're going to have problems. So here we are. We're at the beginning of a new month. or at the beginning of a new week. Here's a mental strategy to get the most out of yourself. Why don't you have a Monday through Friday workout schedule? Now, when I say workout, you know, sure, we have the hardcore bodybuilders doing a max OT training Monday through Friday, how it lines up with their school or their work week, okay? But also if you're just, you're new to the whole exercise process, you like the motivation, you like putting this area of your life more in the forefront by listening to this radio show. All right, so for you, it might just be doing some push-ups or sit-ups or getting a walk around your neighborhood, something more. Some is always better than none when it comes to exercise, whatever it is for you. Here's a mental strategy. Set your workout regimen with a Monday through Friday schedule. That's when you're the most organized. You got to go to school at that time, or your work schedule is usually Monday through Friday. And again, if yours is slightly different, you can adjust it to whatever your schedule is. But when you go to those 5 days, schedule your workouts around those. Why do you want to do that? Well, it's easier for you to be organized and structured when you have to be structured. A lot of times, we will do more for other people than we will do for ourselves. Well, what does that mean? How does that relate to our bodybuilding and training? Well, you have to get up at a certain time because your employer pays you. You have to follow through. You have to be accountable. You have to be responsible. While you're being accountable and responsible to your employer, why don't you use that same time frame, that same structure of the day to be accountable and responsible to yourself by working out in that time frame also. So do your workouts Monday through Friday. Just be focused and intense then. Promise yourself to follow through Monday through Friday. All right? Give yourself the weekends off. Take 2 days off. Look, one thing that you should learn, and whether you're new into this, you're really determined, you want to really put so much effort into it, I respect that, I appreciate that. One thing you'll learn is it doesn't take all of that. Your body can only handle so much, you need to give it rest. So if you go 5 days all out with your training, all out with your eating, you take 2 days off, you just relax, enjoy your family, recharge those mental batteries, and then come back on Monday, you're going to have great results. Five focused days out of seven is plenty to take your body to the next level. And if you are struggling right now and that doesn't seem logical to you, it sounds counterintuitive, like you think you just need to work out 7 days a week, that's the only way you're going to lose the pounds or finally get in shape, well, I want you to think about things. Two things, I'm telling you, it doesn't take that. You're going to have to trust me on that, take that leap of faith. And the second thing is what you're going to have to understand is that are you making an excuse? Are you making the project so overwhelming? Oh, I can't get in shape. I can't train for 3 hours a day, 7 days a week. And until I do, I can't get started on an exercise program. Are you saying that as an excuse to yourself just to not get yourself started? All right, so think about that. Go to the Monday through Friday schedule. Be intense Monday through Friday, all right? Take the weekends off. If you want to do a little bit on the weekends, maybe a little cardio, that's fine, but keep it light Monday through Friday. Here's another thing. Well, what happens when you fall off track? What happens when something comes up and you get your regular schedule gets thrown off? Well, the great thing is that Monday is always around the corner. There's always a new time to get back on it. If you put yourself on what I call an endless marathon workout schedule where you're expected to work out 7 days a week and you're going to work out for 7 days a week, and what happens, I don't know, after 23 days, and then you kind of lose your motivation and you get out of the gym. Well, when do you start back? When it took you that long to get a 23-day streak going with your eating maybe, with your training if you're that ambitious. Well, when you go 23 days in a row, you finally got yourself going. Then something happens, you let yourself down. How long did it take you to do that 23-day streak? For some of you, it was going to be the first time in your life. Well, what do you do with that emotional blow? When do you get back on it? You've already taken 2, 3, 4 days off. When is the starting point that you're going to get back on it? See, don't set yourself up for failure that way. Monday through Friday is all you take. You fall off the wagon on a Wednesday and miss Thursday and Friday, and then take Saturday and Sunday off still. And Monday is always a new day to begin, a new week to begin. It's always your new starting point. The analogy that I use over and over again, it's like a series of sprints. Sprint, stop, and rest. Sprint, stop, and rest. Sprint, stop, and rest. Rather than this endless marathon where, again, when life gets in the way, how will you respond? I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to play a little piece that I have about my Packing On Muscle MaxOT training DVD. That MaxOT training program that Ian was talking about, I created a DVD all myself from scratch. I produced it, edited, I created the whole thing, did all the voiceover so I can put all my heart and soul into it, all my 18 years of knowledge into it. I didn't want to leave it to some computer geek or some movie professional who does not know anything about training just so it looks visually. I learned all that process myself. I'm very proud of this work. If you want to learn the MaxOT principles, and again, there's the nutritional habits that I talk about. There's an hour-long seminar. It's 4 hours. Everything I know condensed. Definitely something I'm very proud of, and it's helped people in over 52 countries around the world. All right, so to get this process. So.
I'm Skip LaCour, six-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2-disc, 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing On Muscle MaxOT Style is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the MaxOT training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity MaxOT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle MaxOT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a 1-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component of the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I've limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing On Muscle MaxOT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing On Muscle MaxOT Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
All right, that's my Packing On Muscle training DVD. You can order that at skiplacour.com, skiplacour.com. Definitely my pride and joy. And what's really made me proud of it is how it's helped so many bodybuilders in over 52 countries around the world get a better understanding of the bodybuilding and training process. So if you want to call in, if you have questions, call in right now. The number is 347-326-9145. That number is 347-326-9145. I tell you, as I'm working all day long, if you happen to have Skype, if you have Yahoo Instant Messenger, if you have AOL, my instant message address for all three is SkipLacour, SkipLacour. You can instant message me during the show. You know what I find interesting is as I'm, you can see when, for those of you who are visible on your instant message service, you see me working from very early in the morning and to late at night working on all my projects. I get so many emails throughout the day, right in the middle of my working plan. Now, I'm not sure if you just want to connect with me or you have a question. Okay, that's not the right time to call me, all right? Right time to call me, to get contact me, to ask me your questions is right here on this radio show. I have a lot of coaching programs. If you're really interested in getting more one-on-one service, talking about your particular situation, if you're not comfortable broadcasting to the world, really hundreds of listeners that we have around the world who listen to this live or in a podcast version, you want the one-on-one, well, email me at SkipLacour, skip@skiplacour.com. I do coaching, like I said, all over the world, intense one-on-one with your particular situation. I have a lot of different pricing packages. What I suggest you do is call up. Call up the show right now. Ask me your questions right now, even if it's just to get validation that what you're doing is right and you want to just stay on track. I'm going to go through a few of my questions as we get to the last 18 minutes of the show. So if you want to call, this is your time to call. A email wants to know, Skip, do I train with periodization? All right. For those of you who aren't familiar with the term periodization, basically, now there's a lot of definitions. One thing about the bodybuilding world, the fitness world, is it isn't like Webster's Dictionary. It isn't like some other sciences where there are specific definitions of terms. And I'm not sure of periodization has a universal definition or that's defined by a person or a group of people. Periodization basically to me, see if this aligns with your definition, is a rotation or a cycling of different training strategies. And that could be like how heavy a weight you lift, how many reps you perform, how often you train, how many exercises you do, in a particular session, sometimes you may do more volume, sometimes less, training frequency, just rotating every single gosh darn factor that could be involved in training. You do it in certain periods. You rotate it, okay? So that's my understanding of the term periodization. Now, so the question was, is that what I do? Well, in the MaxOT training program, there is some type of periodization when it comes to the exercises that are chosen for a particular week of training. When it comes to the order of the exercises, when it comes to training. Now, let me just tell you something. You could have, let's just say for a chest workout, you can do flat bench is exercise number one. You can do incline bench. Number two, with dumbbells, the third exercise could be weighted dips, let's say. Three exercises. You change the order of those exercises, meaning that you might do the dips first, and then the flat bench press second, and then you do the incline dumbbells third. You just change the whole routine. Those exercises will not feel the same when you change the order. So with the Max OT training, there is periodization, if that's the term that you want to use, in that regard. It does rotate in that matter. The day that the particular muscles are trained will vary from different routines. And the routines go in 8 to 10 week cycles, meaning a particular routine with the same day of the week that you train body parts, the same exercise will all be performed exactly the same for 8 to 10 weeks. Then you take a week off. Then it comes to a whole different routine where the days of the week you train may be different, the exercises may be different, the order of the exercises may be different. So In that regard, yes, I do believe in and I do train with periodization. Now, some people take it a lot more than that, and what they do is they'll train with lighter weight sometimes. They will train with more reps sometimes. They'll train with more volume at times. They'll train with less volume at times. And I'm not exactly sure how many different factors. I guess you can break it down even more. The speed of the repetition. Maybe sometimes they're more explosive or sometimes they're slower. I guess you could also concentrate more on the negative certain times. You could change the tempo. I mean, you can really make this as complex as you want. And the theory is, from what I understand with periodization, to that extreme, is that the more you can confuse, quote-unquote, confuse the body, the better the results that you'll get. Okay. Now, first of all, let me just say that I have not gone on some particular, I don't know, 24-week plan that all 24 weeks were planned out and all those different variables were set out for me. You know, training, it isn't that complex. That's what I love about the MaxOT training program. You know, you follow the program to a T. All the basics have been figured out for you. So for most of us, just getting to the gym, focusing while we're in there, training hard and heavy on that particular set or that particular rep, that's where we need to put our energy. We don't need to keep it complex with all these different plans. It's just muscle. Overload the muscle and eat right and get the heck out of the gym, all right? You don't need to make it so complex, okay? If you talk to the more experienced bodybuilders, those who are training, those who aren't selling their training, all right, just someone who trains in the gym, you see they're in and out of there. And if you're new to the gym, you might say, well, they have years of experience and all that muscle maturity. They don't have to work as hard as me. They don't have to make it as intricate, might be the word that they use, as me. That's not true. It's just that all the years of training, they may have taken your approach. You know, they made it more complex, and after years of doing this, they realize all that's not necessary. It's just about overloading the muscle, gentlemen, and it's about doing that on a consistent basis. Like I said, to make sure you're doing it 3 months or 3 years later, all right? So, yes, I do use periodization to an extent. I do not do it with all the different variables, okay? Now, there's no sense debating me with that on there because, you know, it's all about results. It's all about results. And, again, I think when I use the analogy with Ian about those top 10 basic always must do strategies, organizing principles that he must do to be an effective teacher. And I brought that analogy to the bodybuilding and training world, the top 10 things that you always have to do to have a great physique. Periodization to that extent, I believe, would be 11, 12, 13, and 14. So if you want to debate with me on that, go ahead. But I tell you, I want to see your physique, I want to see you in the gym, and I want to see that you're doing those top 10 strategies to a T. You better be a mental stud when you're in the gym. You better be a warrior who shows up all the time if you're going to get into a debate with me about something that's number 14, all right? And I think periodization to that extent, although I'm not discrediting any merit, is for the majority of us, the vast majority of us, all right? We don't need to worry about that to have a great, awesome, muscular, dense physique, especially in the shortest period of time. So that's my feelings on periodization. Hey, if you love this training, you just like to break it down with science. I talk to people all the time, all over the world. All right. Sometimes we have a lot of communication for years before I actually see them. They love to talk about the science of nutritional supplements, the science of training, and I can just tell they just dig it. They just love it. I mean, that's what drives them. That's what juices them, and that's cool. That's awesome. Okay. I'm always a little bit surprised when I actually do meet them. The quality of their physique. I mean, some of them, sorry to say, and you know, you guys don't even know that I'm talking about you right now, is that when I meet you, you don't even look like you train, okay? The guys who I meet who look like they train, those guys are the guys who keep it simple. The guys who I meet after a while who are so complex with all their different strategies, those are that I'm very surprised that they look like they don't even train. So I'm wondering, where are they putting the energy? They just left to break it down to science. Were they really good in school and they're making this really complex just for the fun of it? And that's, if that's the way you like to do it, you want to learn as many strategies as possible, good for you. If you love the science, just like if somebody's a history buff or something like that. I mean, I don't know why you would need to know in your everyday life the intricacies of the Civil War, okay? But if you love to do that, go ahead. That's great. You know, I don't know what that has to do with you having a great, fulfilling life where you're executing with your family and friends and your business or your work on a consistent basis. But if it's fun for you to learn about the Civil War, hey, have at it. Have at it. I think I appeal and I do my teaching to those guys who just want to get in, get it done. Okay, when I meet those guys who look like they just get in, get it done, have the nice, lean, muscular physique. And I'm not talking huge bodybuilders. I'm talking a guy who go, wow, that guy's got a great physique for 22, or he's got a great physique for, you know, 45, whatever it is. I'm not talking about overly muscular. Guys who just kind of put some effort to it. Those guys keep it simple, all right? So if you want to know a distinction or a mindset of the best champions, that is one. They keep it simple. And Max OT training helps you keep it simple. We have a caller, international caller, on the line here. Let me see. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
I am here.
Hey, I have a
question. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, what's up? My name's Adele. I had a question for you. You tapped
Adele, where are you from?
I'm from the United States. I don't know why I came up international. I'm from Indiana.
Okay.
Who knows?
Where are you from in the United States, Adele?
Indiana. I'm northern part of Indianapolis, kind of out in the sticks.
Awesome. How can I help you today?
Now that gas is like $4.20 a gallon, I can't drive to the good gym downtown anymore. I have to go to my local gym because, you know, I can't spend an hour driving to the gym and an hour back on $4.50.
Sure.
And I'm having a real hard time in the smaller gym because they don't have good trainers. They don't have a lot of equipment. They don't have good equipment. I mean, it's been such a step down for me. You know, I went from the state-of-the-art gym downtown to a kind of a small-town gym, but I'm not going to be able to go back to the big-town gym because gas is, that's just kind of a thing of the past. But you were talking about augmenting. I heard your commercial how you were talking about augmenting your workout before you go to the gym. That might be something I would want to do, wouldn't it? Because now that I'm going to an inferior gym and the people there don't really have any training per se, and it's just a small town gym. They're only open like 8 hours, but it's like 5 minutes from my farm, so, you know, it's
right.
But
okay, well, a couple things. Let me just, you know, if you're familiar with my work, Adele,
yes,
is that I really pound the mental aspects because I really think how you effectively use your mind will have such a great influence on your results. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I don't think you should label your gym as inferior.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, it may not be state of the art. Couple things. It may not be go ahead.
No, the gym I go to in Indianapolis, the Pacers use. If there's something wrong with their gym, it's that nice. This gym I go to is open for 8 hours a day, and then you got a key to let yourself in. I don't mean.
Right, no, I got you.
It's
I got
not, you.
You
know, wow, the gym.
What I'm telling you is, does it have weights for you to do
yes.
curls
oh, yeah.
in your exercise?
Uh-huh,
okay,
uh-huh.
That's what I'm just telling you, Adele. Here is that, you know, yeah, I can see where it might be a step down as far as.
Well, it's a leap down. I mean, this place.
Well,
is tiny.
But you know what? You know what? Look. Then you can either pay over $4 a gallon, get to the gym so you don't have any excuses,
right.
or you can make this work, all right? You're going to make this work,
well, no,
all right?
I have to make it work. Yeah, I have to make it work.
Yeah.
Because
well, what I'm telling you by walking, what kind of workout are you going to have, Adele, if you walk in, here I go in my inferior gym. Gosh, I really wish I was working next to the Pacers like I used to, but gosh darn it, gas is too
well,
expensive.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking when you're walking in the gym.
Well, yeah, but I can't. Yeah, I agree. But, you know, I can pay that to go to work because I'm making money, but I can't do it to the gym because I don't make any money. You know what I'm saying? It's just I can't
no,
do it.
I understand what you're saying. My question is, do you understand what I'm saying here, Adele?
Yeah, I should make the best. But I'm trying to say, what can I do to augment it? Because there's a lot of equipment I used to use that I don't have there. Or do you think I'm just not optimizing the equipment that I'm there? Because I had I took a bodybuilding course in college, and I remember the professor saying, you can do almost everything with these dumbbells. You can do with all this fancy equipment.
I agree with your professor 100%, and that's the point I'm trying to make. There's no sense. Look, either drive, pay for the money to drive to the gym or make the best out of this. Don't be in between worlds, okay?
Yeah.
Don't wish you were over in the great gym and then walk into the gym, well, this is this inferior gym. It doesn't matter. You know, I'll tell you what, I've not even stepped into a gym. I've been all around the world in gyms. I was in one gym in London that was so cold that I just couldn't believe it. You know what I mean? And I didn't even understand the weights because they were in metric, you know. I mean, the point is, it's let's go back to caveman days, all right? Remember Fred Flintstone? Went through a couple cartoons where he worked out and he had a rock tied behind a stick, right?
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
could do the same thing. So don't be here wishing you were there, or don't be there wishing you were here. You're here. You're going to make the best out of it. And if you heard when I talked to Ian earlier, overload the muscle, whether it's
right.
a nice shiny weight right next to an Indiana Pacer, or it's a dull, crappy, cold weight in metric terms in London, right? Overload the muscle. Right? Enjoy it. Stimulate. Get out of there in 30 to 40 minutes, okay? Do it five times a week. Eat those other 23 hours. Enjoy your family and, you know.
Yeah, well, I have to go to the gym. I'm one of those people where if I worked out at home, I'd never work out. I'd look out at my window at all the stuff that needs done. And I like to go to the gym. It gives me a break. It gets me out, and I can focus on working out.
I definitely can understand that.
You could offer to build me a gym in my house for free, and I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't go. I have to physically go, and then when I get there, there's nothing for me to do but work out. It works for me.
I know. You're preaching to the choir, brother, on that one.
That's the problem with working at home. There's just too much to do, where when I go to the gym, all I got to do is work out.
Yeah, and then you get to move around. I strongly recommend everyone to belong to a commercial gym. Now, whether it's the nice gym or the not-so-nice gym, to get up and move. Don't spend your money on that QVC equipment or whatever. Because, again, just like Adele saying, I totally agree with that. And from the people who I have helped over the years, it just becomes expensive coat rack. Can it work? Can you overload the muscle? That's what I'm saying. You see those exercise machines that they have on TV, Adele? You know which ones I'm talking about?
I've seen them all, yeah. And,
okay, you know, those could work if you were disciplined. I mean, if you were so committed, if you couldn't drive or at all, or, you know, you were, I don't know, locked up for whatever reason, you were somebody's sex slave or something, right, and you locked in a dungeon, and that was your only form to use one of those machines, you could create a great body there because it's just overloading the muscle with some type of stimulus, some weight, all right? It is possible if you want it to. But I'm like you. I got to get up and move. I got to add some variety. I want to be stimulated not just by a new environment. I want to be stimulated by being among different people. That's how I operate. And I think that's how most people operate too. The more you can create some power of environment with people around you, they can lift you up. And, you know, you're not dealing with the high-end people right now, maybe the most motivated people. At the same time, you ever hear that expression, being a big fish in a little pond? You know, I remember when I first was training in a gold gym, I just started training, it was in my first year, and it just seemed like all those guys were just these studs. I mean, they're so big, so huge. And even the guys who weren't huge, they seemed they were a lot stronger than me. I had a tough time adjusting to that gym. I did better when I went to the smaller gym. I wonder if I'd be talking to you right now if I just went to the gym with all the big studs, if I stayed working there. Basically what happened was I became a big fish in the small pond. I became the leader. I'm the one who raised the environment of the intensity in the gym. You know, I became the leader, and I enjoyed all the great things that went along with that. You could be that man. You could be that alpha male. You could be the stud in your gym, in the small gym. You take on those mental components, if that makes any sense. You know, and all of a sudden, your training goes through the roof. You could become the leader, the big fish in the small pond, rather than the small pond in the big fish, and you see how that has nothing to do with how shiny or new the weights are. I mean, does that make any sense to you, Ian?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's just such a radical change for me. I went from the best of the best to just, you know, I don't mean to belittle this gym, but, you know, well, you know what? It cost one-tenth the price, too. So.
Well, let me just tell you this. Cost has nothing to do with it. Your execution has something to do with it. We're coming down the last few seconds. I want you to call in next week. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, so I'm going to start with you next time.
It's going to be a problem.
We'll call more about this because we have 8 seconds left here in the show. But I would question how committed you are to making it work.
Yeah, that's it, too. Yeah, I'll try to call back in because with gas being this price, this is going to be a problem for everybody. We're not going to be able to go to the gym we want. We're going to have to go to the gym we're closest to.
I'll tell you, we are not broadcasting live anymore, but I just want to finish it with you. That may or may not be true. Okay, everyone may not have that problem. You have that problem.
Yeah.
Everybody, they may live right down the street from the gym, or maybe they could ride their bike to it. You make this such a huge problem in your head, Adele, it will be a huge problem, okay?
Yeah.
So thanks for joining the show, and
calling.
I will
you
talk to
job.
Everyone.
Enjoy listening.
All right, man. Hey, well, I'll talk to you next week. We're going to follow up on this, all right?
Okay.